Time for another community spotlight here on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. Bob Perot with you, and joined as we are every week by Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health for the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Hello, Dr. Lee.
Hello, hello.
And also joining us, Eve DeCoste, Public Health Nurse on Infection Control with the Health Unit. Hello, Eve. Nice to speak with you again.
Hi, Bob.
Well, let's get right to it. Respiratory season preparations are in full swing. We spent a few years focused on preventing the spread of COVID-19, but have people been forgetting the precautions, Dr. Lee? We want to get into more depth with our guests from the health unit. So, Dr. Lee, let's talk about this year's respiratory season.
Yeah, so I think people may be aware that over the summer we did have a high point for COVID-19 as well, and we are expecting a high point again for the fall winter respiratory season. That's the season we get every fall and winter. So, you know, to be expected that we would have it as well for the upcoming months. So, as with previous years, our concern is with a combination of COVID-19, flu, as well as RSV and other cold-related viruses. There certainly are outbreaks of COVID-19 still currently happening. The health unit follows them in long-term care homes and retirement homes, and we currently have a number, and we have been having all throughout the course of the year so far. And so we are continuing, or we are expecting those to continue. It does also mean that currently there is COVID-19 transmission in our region. And as far as flu, we have been seeing some flu on and off, what we call sporadic, but nothing in the way of consistent transmission just yet, but expecting that to come in the coming days, weeks, or months. And certainly, as with previous years, oftentimes in and around the holiday season is when people get together. And then that's oftentimes where we see spread of these respiratory viruses as well.
So let's talk a little bit about the top precautions we can take to prevent respiratory illnesses from spreading.
Yeah, so the most important thing, and we say this every single year, so hopefully it's not a surprise, it's staying at home when you're sick. So if you're feeling unwell, it's really important to not go out and about to places like schools or workplaces. So symptoms consistent here would be fever, sore throat, chills, runny nose, cough. Even something like vomiting and diarrhea sometimes can be associated with respiratory symptoms as well. All of those, please stay home for respiratory symptoms and fever and all of that for at least 24 hours after the symptoms have improved. And for vomiting and diarrhea, 48 hours. Keeping in mind that not just respiratory pathogens spread over the winter and GI symptoms or GI diseases also spread as well. Please, please do not visit long-term care homes and retirement homes or other places where there are vulnerable people, including families and friends and people who are vulnerable, so sick, immunocompromised, in hospital, etc., are at greater risk of severe outcomes if they get the infections. And so it's important to avoid these settings. The other really important thing, and this is probably the easiest thing to do, is actually to get vaccinated as well. So we talk frequently about vaccination for respiratory pathogens in around this time of year, and you've surely seen stuff about the availability of flu and COVID-19 vaccines now for everybody in the general public. So you can get it with your healthcare provider. Check with your healthcare provider if they have clinics for patients. Most availability in our region is going to be actually through pharmacies. So the best way to do it is actually to either go online to book appointments or check if your pharmacy is carrying COVID-19 and flu vaccines, or alternatively call them. Not all of them participate. The province does actually have a listing, and we have it on our website as well. The health unit does have select vaccine clinics for COVID-19 and flu for kids between the ages of 6 months and 4 years, because oftentimes they're not eligible to be vaccinated through a pharmacy, or pharmacies won't can't easily vaccinate kids those ages. And so the Health Unit does do specialized or specific clinics for them if they don't have a healthcare provider, because it's always best to get these vaccines through a healthcare provider where they're comfortable and people know each other. So if you're looking for an appointment through the Health Unit, you can book on our website as well. For people who don't have a family doc, there are some clinics dotted in our region for people who are quote unattached, so people who don't have primary care. So those you may be available, or you may be aware of them. They would be advertised either through your municipality or through your pharmacies, or you may hear about it from friends and family. In terms of RSV vaccine, just a quick note to say that people may be eligible for RSV vaccine free of charge through the province. You can go on the provincial website to see if you're eligible. Or if you're not eligible and you're over the age of, I believe it's 60 or 65, I believe, actually, you may be eligible, but it's not provincially covered, and you would need to pay for it, in which case you would also need a prescription from your healthcare provider. There is an RSV vaccine for infants too now, which is really, really exciting because, oh, I should say, sorry, it's not a vaccine. The new product is actually an antibody injection. So it's a vaccinating product, but not a vaccine. And it is available for infants to be administered either through hospital or through the OB or through pediatricians. And then the health unit can help out as well. And those are kids that are born in the 2024 year, so under the age of one, or newborns. And more details would be available through your healthcare provider. Please call us for more detail
All
as
right.
well.
Very exciting. Like, definitely getting them started at a young age then.
Yeah, and this is the RSV vaccine is really exciting because this is the first time we've had a product that's got evidence of effectiveness, or such a degree of effectiveness for preventing RSV, for infants, which is where the greatest health risk is for RSV, and so that's really exciting. And I'm sorry, I keep on calling it a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's an immunizing agent. The difference is actually a little bit technical, but seeing as how I'm the technical person supporting the region, I really should call it what the by its proper name. It's not a vaccine. It is an injection, but it's really a preventive immunizing agent.
All right. Now, Eves, from an infection control point of view, how important is keeping your hands clean?
It's one of the most important ways we can reduce the spread. If you think about how often we touch our face, how often, we pick up our food and we eat, keeping your hands clean, soap and water if your hands are visibly soiled. If not, using alcohol hand-based hand rub, 60% at least, and it should be 70% if you're in any healthcare setting. Rubbing your hands for 15 to 20 seconds. We're not saying you have to be, doing it for a long time, but it helps to remove the germs from your hands.
We used to talk about this stuff like almost every day, so it's good to have a reminder because it's sort of been out of our minds a little bit. So let's talk about cleaning surfaces, Eve.
That's another thing that will help, just because we're coughing, we're sneezing, germs end up on surfaces. It's important to clean and disinfect anything that you touch often, door handles, computer keyboards, your phone, light switches, and ready-to-use wipes are a great option to do that.
And of course, the cough and sneeze etiquette, right?
People forget about that, but coughing and sneezing, if you can grab a tissue, if you sneeze or cough in your sleeve, at least it's not spreading. It traps the germ. It's important to remember, if you're going to use a tissue, to wash your hands as well. Use alcohol, hand rub. And one of the things that we don't often talk about is that once you've been home and you've been sick and you recover and you're going back into the community, you should be wearing a mask for 10 days from your onset of symptoms so that you're not spreading. Because with COVID, for example, you're still contagious for 10 days from your onset of symptoms.
All right. So, Dr. Lee, another issue is about how we deal with being sick. You already talked about staying home. What about being tested?
Yeah, so the province has indicated that rapid tests will be available through participating pharmacies and healthcare providers. Again, with similar to vaccines, not all pharmacies and healthcare providers will be participating, so check with yours. The health unit is not providing rapid antigen tests anymore to the general public, and that's because the availability is actually really good through pharmacies and healthcare providers, and they're the ones who are after you get the test, the next step, because the recommendation is that testing for COVID-19 is only for people who are eligible for COVID-19 treatment, such as Paxlovid. And so it's no longer available free for the general public. And that's another reason the health unit is, because then the Paxlovid, all of that is through healthcare providers and with help of pharmacy, and the health unit oftentimes isn't able to help with that. So, if you're eligible for Paxlovid, keep in mind that COVID-19 testing is available, and make some plans for how you would be able to access both the testing as well as the treatment if you were to get COVID-19. And then, just as a note, some settings still require sort of mandatory testing or frequent testing or regular testing, such as long-term care home. And some workplaces, I believe, occasionally still do as well. So you may have to follow the requirements for whatever location you're at. And in terms of just a reiteration of Yves's point about masking, it is it, or it can be valuable to wear. The key point is well-fitted masks, ideally surgical masks, so those medical masks, and then occasionally, depending on the situation, cloth masks may also be appropriate for if you're going to a place where you know there are people at higher risk of infection, even if you are not aware of you yourself having the infection, it may be good practice anyway, just to ensure to you decrease risk as much as possible for those who are at higher risk. And as always, it's really important to treat people with kindness and respect when considering those who are vulnerable.
And of course, lots of information can be found on the Health Unit website.
Yeah, absolutely. As always, say it with me, healthunit.org. That's the place with all the information. There's a section on infectious diseases, which has a specific tab for COVID-19, and we have lots of information on our website about, everything I mentioned, as well as clinics and vaccines and lots of information.
And Eve, that information is refreshed whenever it's needed to be, right? So we're not looking at things that have been around for years in some cases.
Well, we do try to keep things up to date. Occasionally, there's like a link that, slips our attention, and then people very helpfully actually point it out to us sometimes. But we do keep things, actually. Yves is oftentimes the person taking a look and making sure the information is correct. So we have a whole team making sure that our information is up to date, and then also linking to the right resources, whether it be provincial or elsewhere.
Eve, you can second that, right?
Absolutely. And the old messages still work. Stay home when you're sick and all those things. But for more information, feel free to visit healthunit.org or give us a call at 1-800-660-5853.
Eve DeCoste, public health nurse on infection control for the health unit. Thank you so much for being here. Very much appreciated. Always a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Thank you, Bob.
And as always, Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. A pleasure as always. I look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely.